We agreed to try to agree.
Try to agree on what?
Well, we have agreement basically on the banking bill, the education bill, and another bill that contains a lot of things. And I think we should not hold the children hostage because of the unemployment bill. And I think we were sharing that sentiment. We just got to see if we can get that to be shared throughout the legislature and both parties. So I think we're going to go and see if we can't get some progress on these things, and I think we might be able to.
On the UI bill, what kind of discussions are going on with that, and was he stern in any kind of stance on that legislation?
Well, I think he understands there has to be some compromise, and we've talked about a couple areas that we're going to try to get them and all to compromise on. So that's a possibility. But again, I'm hoping that, and I think we may get some autonomy on the other bills. They stand on their own merits. If you're going to help education, you help education and don't keep it a hostage of another bill like the bill that is going to cut premiums for a lot of the businesses, but not all. By the way, that bill would increase 40,000 smaller businesses' tax. So it's a complex bill that affects people differently. But if we can separate, and they have the agreement we have on education was publicly done two or three times, that bill ought to go forward, period. The bill on the bank bill is one that has been done for a couple of days. That ought to go forward. And we should continue to try to work on the unemployment bill if we can. Get a compromise, that'd be good. If we can't, then at least we've solved two or three problems and not leave two or three on the table because somebody's upset about one not being solved, the unemployment bill.
And the governor agreed should move forward.
He agreed that we need to work on that progress. He's not, and he did agree that some of the compromises we propose are possible.
So he did think the education bill should move forward independently and not be tied up in UI negotiations.
It was his personal opinion at this time, and I hope he shares it with the others.
So you and him are fully in that area?
Well, we agree on the bill going forward, yes.
As it is right now?
There's no wrinkles in that bill.
So are you going to go talk
That bill's been agreed to publicly twice.
Are you going to go talk to Senator Long or Senator Kenley now?
I will first get the answers I need to get, and perhaps that will happen soon, too.
How would you characterize?
Yes. What?
How would you characterize the tone of that meeting?
It was positive, constructive, and sometimes friendly, most of the time. I'd say friendly.
So you think you'll be able to get out of here by Friday?
I'm not going to make any predictions. I tried to get out of here a week ago, and I think the people took that as a challenge not to do in some quarters.
Does the UI bill create enough of your job creation?
But I hope to get out of here Friday. What?
Does the UI bill do enough to create new jobs? Does it have enough of your job creation provisions?
There's a few more that we'd like to see in there. But, yeah. And we talked about that. And he's open to that.
While you were down here, Representative Bosma said that this was all about the Democrats, you know, basically carrying the water for the AFL-CIO in the misclassification context.
Well, he could have said, I think all workers, because if you are a misclassified worker, you lose a lot of things that you should be getting, and you're also aiding and abetting businessmen who cheat, and that costs good businesses, so we're fighting for them, too, to pay higher premiums. Some people call them higher taxes. So if you have a number of people cheating, that's going to cause the honest people to have to pay higher premiums, and they're called businessmen. So I think we're fighting for businesses. People, too, that's sad that he's demonizing any group of people. We should try to help all people, union, non-union, workers in general, the unemployed, and businesses, all businesses, not just the big businesses, who obviously right now would probably become the big winners. I mean, you're talking about millions and millions of dollars that will not have to be paid by some of the biggest companies in the state. And you're talking about 40,000 businesses that will have increased premiums if this goes through. So we try to keep a balance. We try to make sure all the honest businesses don't pay higher premium. So, I mean, you can demagogue anything, but let's say we need to be on a positive track. A positive track would be to get a balance, to try to keep the unemployment debt down, and it goes up when you have dishonest businesses not paying and managing to escape. Now, in our state, we are one of the highest on that misclassification. But there's other issues also. The holding hostage of the education bill, that's a terrible thing. And holding hostage of the bank bill, that's a terrible thing. So I think everybody in the end ought to just come together and get this thing done and help as many people as we can. Thank you all.
Did you need the governor to get involved at this point?
It appears I did. Yes, I did.
Wait, who are you negotiating with at this point, him or the Senate Republicans?
Well, right now I have to get him to help get rid of this, what would you call, hostage holding of some of the other bills, and to actually give some ideas of where we can get together on the UI bill. So,
did you call the meeting or him?
This one's broke. So.
I asked him.
Okay. Thank you.